Section 17. U.S. House District 6 Democratic Party Candidate. 2-year term, $174,000 salary. There is one candidate for the Democratic Party nomination for U.S. House District 6. Andrea Salinas. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? I am running for a second term in Congress because we need a Democratic majority in the House to hold the President accountable and restore Congress as a co-equal branch of government. With that majority, I will keep fighting for priorities that matter here at home, like protecting our immigrant families, making life affordable for working families, protecting reproductive freedom, and protecting federal funding the administration threatens to cut from blue states. If reelected, I will continue to make sure the values of Oregon's 6th District are represented in Congress and that we stay focused on passing legislation that delivers real benefits for Oregonians. 2. What are the most important issues for the United States Congress currently, and what would you do to address them? Lowering costs for working families. Whether it's housing, childcare, prescription drugs, or groceries, families are feeling squeezed. I will continue fighting to expand access to affordable health care, increase housing supply, and bring down everyday costs. Protecting reproductive freedom and civil rights. Oregon has long been a leader in safeguarding personal freedoms, and I will work to ensure those protections remain strong at the federal level. Supporting small businesses and local economies. Independent and small business owners are the backbone of our communities. We need smart investments in workforce development. Strengthening our democracy. I'm committed to reforms that reduce the influence of dark money and increase voting access. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of the federal government? The effectiveness of the federal government should be measured by one simple question. Does it deliver real results for the people it serves? Too often, families feel that government is either too slow, too complicated, or too disconnected from their daily lives. I believe we can and must do better by making government more responsive, more transparent, and more accountable, while ensuring it reflects the dignity and diversity of the people it represents. That is what I strive to do every day as your representative for the 6th Congressional District.